on KHNC 1360 AM.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale starts Thursday, August 22nd. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix or match a second tree for 50 cents. That's two trees for $170. The 50-cent tree sale. Come
you
see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the second hour of today's program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. For those that were listening in the first hour, we were having problems with the internet, and it was causing systems to lock up, which when systems lock up, I get distracted, can't keep a train of thought as I'm trying to figure out what is going on. We've been having problems with the internet. We are presently, we have crews that are coming through the city of Johnstown, and they're putting in new cable internet, putting in new cable, fiber optics. And so the problems that we've been having, and then systems locking up, when your internet goes down, you have a glitch, and it causes systems to halt, and they're sitting idle, waiting for a command. And I have a screen to my right behind me, in front of me, to my left, to my right in front, just to show you, kind of give you an idea of how an individual can get so distracted. And some people, you know, they don't get very distracted. And when I realize that the system is locked up, then it kind of throws my momentum off. It throws my cadence off. And I have a plan, step by step, generally, the direction I want to go. So for those that were listening in the first hour, I apologize for being so distracted. I am going to still be distracted. You know, I think I was distracted when I was born. Somebody whacked me on the hind end. I'll probably be distracted till I'm no longer in this life. But in the meantime, I'll continue with where I left off at the end of the last hour. The BRICS nations. This is a major people, they hear about BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They're becoming more familiar with the term multipolar world nations. They're very unfamiliar with the latest new international world order. The nations of the world are working together because America, for the last, since 1945, after World War II, the plan for American world hegemony began. There was a thought, the concept of America's world hegemony had begun probably late 1890s, 60s, 80s maybe. American world hegemony. Egypt at one time ruled the known world in the Middle East. And then later, Assyria, Babylon, Greece, to a lesser degree, well, to a pretty great degree, actually. Assyria owned into southern Europe, central Europe, the Middle East, down into, deep into Africa, Assyria, into Kenya. Then you had the English. They pretty much covered the whole world for a great while, centuries. But then the new power, the greatest power ever in mankind's history, the United States of America. We began our conquest in World War I. You might say that was kind of a trial to see what we could do, and we did very well. After World War II, that's when we began the conquest. But our Navy and our Air Force alone couldn't do it. We needed outer space. And we needed to rule media, which we pretty much had already owned and ruled by the end of World War II. But there needed to be more control. And the greater control began in the 70s with individuals like Ted Turner and the brothers that would buy some of the big media and Fox News, Murdoch's, I think it was. I think there were some brothers. And so media, we began to control media even to a greater degree, which we, America now, through the mainstream media, we do control what goes out over the airwaves or through television. But not totally. There is alternative media. And I'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. Weeknights, 6 to 7, on 1360 AM Radio. First hour airs. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com for both hours. So the United States, the plan for world hegemony began with owning the media. After World War II, we made it clear to the nations of the world, after we dropped the two bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, we made it clear. It was a statement that we are not to be messed with, and it was at that point that the big threat became Russia. And Russia has been the one nation, going back to the 1800s, mid-1800s, Russia has been the main nation that has interfered with America's world hegemony. If Russia, after World War II, even before that, had not, you might say, expanded to communism internationally, the United States would have pretty much ruled the world like the British since about 1930. Hitler, when Hitler made his push to go into Moscow for those 2 years in I think it was 2 years in World War II, Russia, because it's so vast, they had the resources to prevent Hitler's advance, and it showed the American military the power of Russia, and it was concerned. U.S. forces were concerned, as well as the European forces, because they knew Russia. They figured after the Bolshevik Revolution that Russia was, for the most part, bedridden, I guess you would say, that Russia wasn't really, you know, that powerful. Well, they found out differently. After World War II, This was just the beginning of the wake-up. Russia woke up after the Bolshevik Revolution, and by this time, by the time of World War II, the Russian people were, and the leaders, they had already known, but they now were fully aware that it was the United States with England that had triggered and put in place Lenin to start that revolution. And Russia wasn't going to allow it again. And then with Hitler, as time went on, Russian intelligence, they realized that one of the main backers of Adolf Hitler was the United States. So once the war ended, America knew they were up for a challenge. But coming from a biblical perspective, the United States is in the Bible, Russia is in the Bible, in Ezekiel chapter 38, 39, and now history is showing that God had used Russia through communism, through the after World War II, to help these nations stand against American expansion, and then eventually would use China. China was used to also halt America's expansion. North Korea the same. And America is just about to take over the world at the time that Vladimir Putin was forced into Ukraine. America, we were on the brink of world hegemony. But that plan ended when Russia, at the Beijing Olympics, when Russia and China decided to partner up and made a declaration they were at war with the United States. The world knew it. The leaders of the world knew it. They do still know it. Russia and China have declared war on the United States of America. And the way they're going to win the war and advance the process to destroy this country is through the BRICS countries working together with other countries in a multipolar world network. Now, what America must do is to halt all alternative media. So this was yesterday out of Burning Platform. And you heard already about this telegram, the individual, Pavel Durov. The three main reasons why this billionaire of Telegram, the CEO, why he was arrested in France yesterday, this was a direction of the United States government, according to the article. And the article states that you have to correctly understand that this was a very unusual VIP arrest, but was highly coordinated by the UK, the US, Israel, and NATO. Three reasons. Firstly, to coerce Telegram CEO Pavel Durov to provide confidential information on Russian citizens, especially various VIPs who are domiciled both in Russia and abroad. Secondly, to coerce Durov via the threat of a protracted incarceration to reveal the identity of key Telegram accounts which are closely associated with military operations in both Ukraine and Syria. This Mr. Durov, this man is being basically, you have to consider this torture. If you don't reveal, if you don't abide or We have these demands. If you don't work with us, you will be incarcerated. Thirdly, to gain control of Telegram for as long a period of time for the United States perps to either seriously sabotage the social media site or shut it down altogether so that the Russian armed forces can no longer use it with such effectiveness. So the United States, then out of Russia, this was out of Burning Platform, then out of RT News, the United States orchestrated Durov arrest. Former spokesman, the Telegram CEO wouldn't have landed in Paris if he thought he was in danger, according to Georgi Labushkin. One interesting angle is that the Telegram app, well known for being highly secure as it provides end-to-end encryption, is widely used among Russian military as well as the common population. And then another article, which I probably won't have time to read, that Elon Musk should be nervous. Deep state lackey admits the real target following Telegram founder's arrest. So this is a total war on free speech in the West. The explanation that the French has given for this false arrest was that Durov is being investigated and held personally responsible for an assortment of crimes, including alleged fraud, sure, always, fraud, drug trafficking, cyberbullying, organized crime, promotion of terrorism. It's their common go-to bucket. Terrorism, promotion of terrorism. But what France's OFMIN, the agency tasked with combating violence against minors, is really saying is that anyone who uses the Telegram Messenger app or who is suspected of it, suspected of said criminal activity, those crimes can be laid at the feet of the CEO. So here we have another, false arrest. The real goal appears to be the total shutdown of the uncensored and truth-telling Telegram, since it has been widely used to disseminate the most radioactive truth and raw facts about the multifarious ways in which the U.S., U.K., Israel, and NATO are using Ukraine to fight this very ugly proxy war against Russia. There are more daily data dumps on Telegram about the stark battlefield realities of the Russo-Ukrainian war than there are on the rest of the alt media. Hence the Western powers have begun extremely eager to shut down this source of hard evidence of huge Ukrainian losses. These losses in Ukraine are massive. Just yesterday, there's another 5,000 deaths. In this last month, there's been probably 30,000 deaths in that war. And this is the one thing that this country doesn't want the world to know. When I get back from the break, I'm going to continue with another article. Now, the North Atlantic Terrorist Organization is desperate to terminate this platform, which features so much hard proof of their direct involvement in so many acts of savage terrorism perpetrated against the Russian civilians. I know there was talks, there were articles of how these Azov Ukrainian soldiers were eating some of the dead soldiers, the Russian soldiers. They don't want this to be known. They don't want this to be talked about. You can't hide the truth. Christ said you can't. And this telegram, I got a feeling they're going to pressure this guy. I hope he doesn't yield to their requests. But this is what America does. This is what empire does. The present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
9/11. The Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Need pain relief? Gresca's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
So the article is The Burning Platform. The article name is the Telegram Super PSYOP, Western Intel Community Shutting Down Free Speech Via Threat of Imprisonment. I'll conclude with the article. This arrest in Paris was dramatic, and it was purposefully conducted by Western intelligence community, by the CIA, the run the Black Operation and PSYOP. It's a CIA-run operation. The greater goal is to frighten every single CEO and president and board member of every single social media company in the world that they also had there is the risk of being arrested should they not comply with the FBI's commands. This is empire. This is the system. It is the strategy to just like the Germany when the army would march down the Pebblestones. Apparatus of terror. That's what I was looking for. This is the apparatus of terror. Not just jackbooted soldiers coming down the cobblestone streets in step, beating on a door with the butt of a gun, breaking the door open, screams of the family inside, the neighbors trembling, hoping their door doesn't break down. This is the way it's done. Who is going to stand against empire? But God says that every man, every person, every individual has the right, they have free will. We have the right to know the truth. Now, whether you believe the truth or not, that's a different matter. But even the devil knows that the truth must be presented to every human being, especially about eternal life, and that there is a God, and that every human being must be presented with the truth and the reality of an eternal God, should they choose not to believe in him, that's on their own head. But this was an arrest, and this is what happens if you don't comply with the FBI's commands. Immediately after this arrest occurred, the Rumble CEO, the Rumble CEO escapes France. He was in France, the CEO of Rumble. So he's in France, and he finds out that this telegram, Mr. Pavel Durov, has been arrested and for a non-censoring free speech. So what happens is this Rumble CEO, Chris Pavlovsky, he announced on Sunday that he had escaped France and departed Communist Europe. Pavlovsky, who runs one of the largest social media companies in the world, is Rumble, has always vowed to make his platform an oasis of free speech, unlike the far-left tyrannical Google or YouTube, who allows leftists to spew unlimited amount of lies but will not allow conservative voices a voice on the platform without restrictions. Pavlovsky wrote on X, quote, "I'm a little late to this, but for good reason. I just safely departed from Europe. France has threatened Rumble, and now they have crossed the red line by arresting Telegram CEO Pavel Durov, reportedly for not censoring speech. Rumble will not stand for this behavior and will use every legal means available to fight for freedom of expression, a universal human right. We are currently fighting in the courts of France, and we hope for Pavel Durov's immediate release." True. He needs to be released. So now, fortunately, Mr. Pavlovsky, he was able to get out of Europe. Remember, this is the unipolar West. Europe, France, these nations are part of the unipolar world. These are the nations that are servants to America, to the powers of America. This is why, boy, I present repeatedly things over and over because they need to be repeated. Our long-term memory, we go into very short memory. You hear something, you forget it immediately because you don't need to retain it. Then you have that little in between long-term and short-term and long-term memory. In between, you have an ability to remember things as needed for a period of time, and if you don't rehearse these things, then it goes into it just you have to refresh it. And the reason I'm saying this is because in the unipolar world, France, England, Canada, Five Eyes nations, most of the NATO nations are considered to be unipolar nations, whatever, being funded heavily, financed heavily by the taxpayers of this country. And because of the funding, they are loyal. Then you have the rest of the world, the nations that are not necessarily in the good graces of America, and especially the nations that have ties with Russia and China. These nations are a different set, a different group. And because of that, they're the multipolar world countries. That's the term that is used. Rick Rodriguez, I'll be back.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down? Time to function as a feeling human being. With your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I hope to study further, a few more years or so. I also hope to keep a steady high. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Will you try to change things? Use the power that you have.
Weekdays, Monday through Friday. Of course, naturally, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth program, aired, first hour is aired Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. You can go to streaming 1360KHNC.com. And podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com, the radio site. I'm broadcasting on internet radio. A multipolar world, all of the nations outside of the graces of the United States. And it is sovereign that God would use Russia as the country that really would protect the nations of the world from America. Should have had world hegemony 80 years ago. Total, complete rule of the world. But because of Russia, they didn't. America tries to destroy with the British the Bolshevik Revolution. They tried to destroy Russia. They failed. America's second attempt with the British is using Hitler to attack Moscow. They failed. The third attempt was with Reagan at the end of the Reagan administration, with an individual, I can't think of his name, who destroyed the power of the ruble. I should do a program on him. I can't think of his name. I'll think of it. That was a third attempt. Then you had, during the Clinton administration, Bill Clinton, who was selling, using American, the wealthy of America, powerful men, people, corporations of America, to buy up Russian industry, manufacturing, resources. Leo Wanta is the name I'm looking for during the Reagan administration. Look up the name Leo Wanta. Reagan loaned him, I forget how many millions and millions of dollars. He had a plan to buy up rubles and collapse the value of the ruble, which he did. He became a trillionaire. And he was never paid. There's been his case has been in the courts forever. I think he's passed away. But all that money that he should have was his legally. Well, the Clintons and the Bushes got it. Leo Wanta, he destroyed the ruble. Then, with the Clintons selling off Russian industry, gas, oil, you name it. That was the fourth attempt. failed again. Now you have the next attempt with Barack Obama in Ukraine, with Victoria Nuland, a plan to destroy Russia. Clinton promised Boris Yeltsin that we would not expand NATO toward the borders of Russia. Clinton, it was a lie. It was misleading. And we began to expand with the threat that Ukraine would be brought into NATO. That was the last straw for Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is a very interesting, he's one of the greatest, forgetting that, you know, communism, Russia has switched from communism to a great religious nation via the Russian Orthodox Church. There's been a turnaround. We had a Jesus movement turnaround in the 60s and 70s in the United States. The baby boom generation, the Jesus movement. The Jesus movement, when our Jesus movement ended in America, there was a religious or a Jesus movement that began in Eastern Europe about 1976. When ours ended, theirs began. And there were a gentleman by the name of Michael McKibben, who is responsible through his group of leader technology individuals, Michael McKibben. The reason you have Facebook, Twitter, all of this was not because of Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg. No, Zuckerberg stole Michael McKibben's social media, the way to communicate digitally. That was Michael McKibben and leader technology invention. Zuckerberg was a thief. And I'm going to a break. But McKibben took a group, a band to Eastern Europe. They began to sing Christian songs, and a Jesus movement began in Eastern Europe and in Russia. They are now Christian because of Michael McKibben. The present truth.
This is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can
can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Okay, I'll finish out the program. Vladimir Putin, this individual, is the person responsible for destroying the Rockefeller plan for world hegemony. Not Donald Trump. Donald Trump did interfere, did halt things in this country. But it's Vladimir Putin that has destroyed the dynasty of the Rockefeller family, the plan to rule the world. That was the Rockefeller plan. They almost accomplished it. They were ready to put the icing on the cake if Hillary Clinton would have become, which is a Rockefeller daughter, if she would have become president. The Rockefeller family would presently, we would be, the whole world would be the oyster for the Rockefeller family. God used Donald Trump to halt that plan, to end it, to interfere with it. But it was Vladimir Putin in 2022, he had devised a way in which to keep the Rockefeller family from owning the world. And that way was part of the plan is to enter into a partnership with China and declare war on the United States of America. Economically, the plan has worked. Before the agreement with Xi in 2022 in February, Putin had already set the stage for a new second global network of nations outside of, free from, America's economic plan brought in through Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum. It was Vladimir Putin who did this. And because we're at the end of the hour, the second hour, I apologize for kind of a sketchy first hour. We were having internet problems, but we're getting new internet installed. So hopefully, we're not going to have these problems in the future. For today, you have a wonderful evening. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcast 1360KHNC.com for both hours. Visit tomorrow.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for a while now. Y-Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually